Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner is a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Tamron Lenses and Keeble and Shuckett Photography in Palo Alto. They have the perfect lens for you. Our very special guest from San Jose Municipal Stadium is Jose Vizcaino Sr. His son, Jose Vizcaino Jr., is playing for the San Jose Giants. And as we sit here talking during a rain delay, believe it or not, at the San Jose Giants game, Jose, your son hit his first home run in the California League tonight, and you were here to witness it. I mean, that has to be quite a thrill as a father to see your son coming up here to play in the Cal League and get that first home run.
It is. It's, you know, every time you see your son playing, you know, you always get excited when they do something well. And, you know, lucky he got his first one of the season on the second game. You know, and we here, too. We just came for the weekend to see the opening series. And, you know, we was really happy that he started the season in a good way.
You were telling us on the Comcast telecast about him getting a new bat. He, in the first game that he played here in the Cal League, he broke some bats. And I wondered, he had a nice piece of lumber for that home run. And you were telling us that he got that from Albert Pujols. How did that happen?
It's just that, you know, because Albert Pujols and I were almost the best friend. He's one of my best friends. And he always called me and tell me that, you know, when Jose Jr. needs some bat, just let me know. So 2 weeks ago, I send him the Pujols number and say, test Pujols and just tell him to send you back. So doing spring training, he sent him some bats. So now he sent more bats. Especially after last night, I didn't tell him that he broke three bats. So I say he definitely need it now. But, you know, that's part of the game. I told him after the game, you know, why everybody broke back. So it's not like that's at the end. So he just always taking it in a good way. And then, you know, he always ready.
How much does that help to have good lumber? I mean, you know, because you played in the minors and then the majors. I mean, how much does it help a kid?
It helps a lot because when you have good wood, you know, even when you don't hit in the barrel, you know, you still can get some hit. But when you get bad wood and you hit it, you know, close to the hand, it's going to break. So, you know, but that's part of the game. It was some good pitch that they were pitching inside, and then he was standing his arm too much. So I told him that you know, when they pitching inside, you got to be more quick with your hand, and then that's unfortunately that's why he's hit that home run today.
Well, that's great for him to have you as a dad, as a hitting coach as well, sort of. But in all seriousness, how much does that help him to have you to talk to? He's got hitting coaches. And sometimes can that be a little confusing when you have a lot of different voices? I mean, who do you listen to in that kind of situation?
You know what? We have a great relationship. He always, you know, talk to me and call me after the game and tell me what he did. You know, I never tried to force him and tell him, you know, I always wait for him to ask for help, you know, because he has hitting coach there that they know what to do, you know, what they can see. And I always see something too. And then he asked me, hey, Dad, what am I doing wrong? And I just say, what I'm seeing is this. And I always tell him because he trusts me. He knows that I'm in well for him. And then, you know, I'm going to do anything that I can in my power just to help be a good player.
You know, that home run he hit, that was a nice shot, and it's not unusual for him because last year in the short season Northwest League, he hit six homers, and I noticed that in your career, you never hit more than five in the major league. So, you know, you were a great player, but you weren't a power guy, so it looks like your son has a lot more power. He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a big kid. I mean, you know, he's 6'2", 220, and he's all muscles. You know, he work hard, and, you know, he train a lot, and he always watch what he eat because he know, you know, being around, you know, for all this year in the clubhouse and see all the baseball players, how they take care of themselves, he wants to do the same thing because in this game, you always got to work hard. You always got to pay attention to what you eat and what you do because there's a lot of players behind you that want to take your job. So you always got to be consistent so you can become a good player for a long time.
How excited was he and you as a family that he's with the Giants organization? You played in the Giants system, and he went to Santa Clara, which is right around the corner from here. I mean, comfortable surroundings.
Yeah, it's, I think that's one of the reasons the Giants drafted him, because he was so close to here, you know, playing in Santa Clara. He had a great experience, had some great year there, and then, you know, they always have some scout there watching him play, and then he's added to everything, because... Not just because he's a good player, but he's a great human being. He's a great kid, great son, and a great teammate, too. He always tried to help his teammate to be a better.
We'll have more with former Giant Jose Vizcaino Sr. right after this. Hey, Giants fans, whether you're taking pictures of Little Leaguers or the pros, Tamron Lenses and Keeble & Shuckett Photography have the perfect lens for you. The award-winning Tamron 16-300mm all-in-one zoom is more versatile than your basic kit lens. With amazing Tamron quality and image stabilization, you'll never need to switch lenses again. Whether they are sliding into home or making a spectacular catch at the wall, your Tamron lens will catch them all. Tamron has lenses for all of your photographic needs, and you can get your Tamron lens at Keeble & Shuckett Photography in Palo Alto. Contact them at www.kspphoto.com. A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now back to the interview with former Giant Jose Vizcaino. Let's go back to your time with the Giants. You had two different stints. And in 1997, I don't know how many people were picking the Giants to win the division, but you guys did. You had a really good year. Dusty Baker is the manager. What are your memories from that year?
Oh, it's a lot of great memory. Right before the season, and I remember when I got that phone call that I got traded from Cleveland to the Giants for Matt Williams, along with Jeff King and Julian Tavera, and then Brian Sabian did a great job getting JT Snow. And Josh Hamilton, and he just put a great group together, and we had so much fun. We had the best player in baseball, Barry Bonds. There, every time he crossed the field, those two lines, and no one's better than him. And we just with Dusty Baker, we just get along so well. We play for each other, and that's, I always say that was the fun team that I played.
Well, I remember that trade because at first it wasn't so popular in San Francisco because Matt Williams was a really popular player, but you guys proved the Giants right in making that move.
Yeah, not only a popular player, he was a great player. I always loved him, the way he played the game, how intense a hand. He always played hard, and I was reading the paper when they say that, they made a big mistake, but... they didn't know what kind of player they were getting, and Jeff Kim became MVP type of guy, and then myself, Hamilton, Lewis, JT Snow, we did a great job, and that's why we took that division in '97.
You were back with the Giants in '06, and Barry Bonds was chasing Hank Aaron. I think that was the year that he passed Babe Ruth, if my memory serves right. And what kind of a thrill was it to be around Bonds when he's hitting all these home runs and chasing, iconic hitters in Major League history, Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron?
It was a great memory because I remember my kid, Jose Jr., and my oldest son, Jonathan, my youngest one, they were in the dugout doing that. And I remember we still had that picture at home when my little one, Jonathan, he gave him a high five when he hit 7-15. So it's a great memory. And, my kid always, even not because he's a Giant now, but they say the best thing that I played was the Giant because they allowed them to be in the dugout during the game.
More with Jose Vizcaino right after this.
Today's interview is being sponsored by Rose Pistola. Since 1996, the well-known Italian restaurant has become a must-visit for locals and world travelers alike. Chef Steve Walker and his team serve authentic Italian cuisine like crispy wood-fired pizzas, pastas, and seafood. Try a classic, the grilled branzino that's prepared tableside. Happy hour is offered at the fully stocked bar weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. Be sure to check out Rose Pistola's incredible list of grappa a traditional Italian spirit. Live jazz trios perform Thursday through Sunday nights. Stop by for brunch on the patio. Yes, they are dog friendly. Rose Pistola, conveniently located at 532 Columbus Avenue, right in the heart of North Beach. Join Rose Pistola as they celebrate 20 years.
Well, you were with a lot of teams, 18 years in the major leagues. That is a long time. And we were talking earlier about some of your teammates. You mentioned Albert Pujols with the Cardinals, Derek Jeter with the New York Yankees. You won a World Series ring there. I mean, you have so many memories, so many friends in the game, don't you?
I have plenty friends, great friends. Because, you know, I always was a good teammate, and I always tried to make some friends and help the young kid. And, you know, playing alongside with Derek Jeter was special. I mean, he should be called Mr. Baseball, because he was a guy that always every day gives 100% and work hard and make his teammates to be better and always push. Great leader, and you know, he's one of the best players, you know, beside Barry Bonds and Albert Pujols that I play with.
And they really had something going there, the Yankees. I mean, that was the dynasty time when they were winning World Series 96, and then they won three in a row. I mean, what were the expectations when you were in a Yankees uniform every year?
Oh, expectation every day, it was to win. You know, we are, you know, they were so professional, because I remember doing the playoff against Oakland. You know, they were just talking about the Oakland player, the dynasty, but for the Yankees gonna be over, and I was in game five. And, you know, I was just shagging in the outfield with Derek Jeter and Tino Martinez and Jorge Posada. And they would just listen to the interview, and they were just telling me, you know, Vizky, you know, that's what we don't do that. We don't talk about that. We talk on the field, because in baseball, you never know, you know. And they were so professional, and that's why, you know, they are such a great player and a great organization.
A great learning experience for you in your career. Now, you played with the Dodgers a few different stints as well, and now you are an assistant for the Dodgers. Tell us about the experience of being behind the scenes and, you know, looking at ball players as you go through baseball.
Well, I learned a lot, and I remember my first year when I was in the front office meeting, and I was just, you know, hearing all the conversation. And I said, wow, that's how you guys talk about here the player. I imagined what you guys was talking about me when I was on the field. And but it was great. It's great. It's been awesome. This is my ninth year with the Dodgers, and I mean, I'm learning a lot, you know, off the field and on the field. And then I just love going around our minor league team and just help those kids, those young field, infield, especially the Latin kid, you know, they have a hard time communicating with the language. So I'm trying to help as much as I can. And even, you know, even the American player, they get along, they respect me, they know what I did, and how, you know, how much I want to teach them to be a big league player.
You know, when these kids are coming up, it's important for them to learn the fundamentals quickly, because kids are being rushed up to the major leagues now. So how much of a challenge is that for the youngster who's, you know, coming through and has to make sure that he knows all those fundamentals, because he's not going to spend a lot of years in the minor leagues anymore, it seems like?
Yeah, it's very important. That's why, you know, when we sign a guy, we always send it the first year to instructional league, so they can learn the fundamentals, and we give them the book. So in the off season, they can work out and learn the book. So that way, when they go back next year to spring training, they know what to expect and what we're gonna teach them. And you know, especially now that, you know, the steroid era is going, you got to go back to the fundamental, to bond, you know, play the smart game, get the guy over and sacrifice fly. It's not going to be a lot of three-run home runs, so you got to play. You got to learn how to play the small ball.
How important is it, and how challenging is it for players to know different positions? You see it now happening. I mean, with the Giants, for example, Matt Duffy, he's coming up as a shortstop. They move him over to 30. Hadn't played much over there, but he's done a nice job, you know, becoming a third baseman. So, you know, how much of a challenge is it for these guys? You should know as many positions as you can, I guess, these days.
You have to, and you become a more valuable player when you can play more than one position. And that's what we do in our system. We're teaching every single player to play multiple positions, and because you never know where you're gonna end up in the big league. Because you might have a guy on first base, you know, especially like Adrian Gonzalez. If you're a first baseman and you have to learn how to play outfield because you don't know how long Adrian's going to be there, and then you're going to stay longer in the minor league if you don't learn another position. So we're teaching every kid to learn multiple positions.
And the Dodgers have a great farm system. You guys have really developed some players, and especially it's fun watching Corey Seager and what he's doing right now playing at shortstop, and Jock Peterson out in center field. These kids are young, though. I mean, they're kind of learning some things at the major league levels. What do you think of those two guys?
Oh, those are two great players. You know, unfortunately, I'm happy that I work with Corey Seager doing his minor league career, and Joe Peterson too. You know, we had a lot of young kids coming out in our system too, a pitcher too. But it's nice to see those two kids in the big league doing so well. So it make our organization proud, and all our coaching staff, our minor league coaching staff, our work that we're doing is paying off.
Before I let you go, one of the big keys for the Dodgers this year, I think, is Yasiel Puig. Not only how he performs, but how he acts. You know, he's learning as he goes along. And maybe that language barrier that you were talking about, not easy for him. What do you see from him so far this year? Because people are talking about how he seems to have matured. He's trying to do things the right way.
He's doing awesome. He's maturing more. He's, you know, the new coaching staff being really good with him, because I guess you know, I talked to him a lot because he listened to me. He didn't like the way the coaching staff before was talking to him. Sometimes they talk on their back, and then the first thing he did when he got to spring training, you know, if you have something to say, just come and tell me. Don't tell the media. Don't tell other people. That way, you know, we can be a better team. So he's mature a lot, and he's learning a lot, and he's very happy with the new coaching staff. I think that's why the reason that he's doing so well now.
Yeah, Dave Roberts is a great guy. I mean, it seems like an excellent choice to be Dodgers manager.
He's doing great. He's you know, doing spring training. He did a hell of a job communicating with the player what their situation is gonna be, what their role. And I think the player even know if he tell you you're not gonna be an everyday player, at least you respect that from your manager, that he just come to you and tell you this is what we expect from you, so they will always be ready.
Jose, you know, normally I don't like rain delays, but thank you so much for your time. And I really like this rain delay because it gave me the opportunity to talk to you. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
That's former Giant Jose Vizcaino, who spent 18 years in the major leagues. Coming up on Monday, we'll hear from the voice of the San Jose Giants. Joe Rizzo will be our guest here on thesportsvirus.com. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.